We have a couple of guests joining us here on our program this morning as we're going to talk a little bit about an event coming up, an opportunity coming up through the Iowa Child Care Resource and Referral Service. We've got with us Shirley Urich, who is a CCR&R Community Development Specialist, and also with the organization this morning as Child Care Consultant Supervisor is Kelsey Smith-Walhove. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for the time here this morning. Shirley, I understand that you are the one who has put the program together that folks will have an online opportunity to take advantage of coming up here in January. Can you talk a little bit about that, kind of give us an overview of what folks will find?
Yeah, the statewide Child Care Resource and Referral is a statewide organization. And so in each region, there is a community development specialist, like myself, and so we all worked on this program together. And Child Care Ready is designed to help individuals seeking a career in early childhood education. This accelerated professional development series includes coaching, mentorship, and best practices. During this series, they'll go through the process of becoming a registered child care provider or the process of becoming an employee of a center. And so during this process, it's a four-week series. The first night is like an orientation type thing. It's all on Zoom. The first night is the orientation process. And then the second night is the registration process. That's like the background check information, because you have to have background checks done. The third night is training. So there's a process that they go through. There's three trainings that they have to have. There's an essentials training, which is a 12-hour training, and they do all that online. There's a mandatory reporter training that's a two-hour training, and they do that online. And then there's also CPR first aid, which we'll set up for you.
Okay, very good. Is it safe to say that for folks who are maybe interested in getting into the child care business, that this is kind of a dipping your toe in the water event?
Yes. Yep.
So this is their opportunity to kind of find out a little bit more and maybe find out if it's really right for them. Because is it? I assume it's not right for everyone?
No, it's not right for everybody. So this is that first night of orientation. We talk about all the things that you need in order to have a successful business. So,
Sure. Well, and Kelsey, your part of this is outreach, I guess. You're out there looking, keeping in touch with community leaders around the region and seeing the need, identifying some of those issues and helping to put this together. How do you recruit folks for that type of an industry?
Sure. So I'm the local consultant that works with our child care providers and programs in Cass County. And we're really lucky in Cass County to have really excellent child care programs and child care providers caring for our kiddos. We just don't have, quite frankly, the number of them to meet growing demand. So this is one of the tools that we use, this event that Shirley helped develop with the other community development specialists in the state, to recruit more workforce. I mean, we came to the community about a month or so ago and really wanted to educate community leaders and business leaders in Atlantic about the growing issue that we're having as far as supply with child care providers and workforce. And we really want to thank the community and CADCO and the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce who helped us reach out. They helped us do some educating. And the community and our business leaders really understood the economic issue that a lack of child care availability causes their businesses. So we're hoping that this event will recruit kind of our second generation of child care providers for our Atlantic community.
Kelsey, did we find out more about the status of child care availability here in the community, especially this year with so many people, maybe spending more time at home, so many children last spring not at school for the last few months of the year?
We've been seeing a downward trend of child care availability across states. We're not alone in the Atlantic community at all, but I would say this year has been particularly challenging. In town, we lost a longtime child care program that was serving, they had the ability to serve about 75 children, which was a pretty big hit for our community. And also, I had some family child care providers that were near retirement or past retirement age, and they kind of took the pandemic as an opportunity to close their business for their own health and safety. And so, yeah, we've had a challenging year, and we're looking to recruit.
Well, no matter the circumstances, you always need to recruit anyway, right?
Yeah. This isn't new. Definitely not new. Like I said, we've been seeing a downward trend in child care availability across the state for some time. I would say that the pandemic kind of sped things along maybe a little bit and opened our eyes to how important the child care workforce is for our workforce in general. You know, nobody's going to work if there isn't a safe, quality place for their children to spend their time and grow and learn.
Sure. Sure. Okay.
And when the community development team decided that we were going to do child care ready, it was way before the pandemic ever started, because we knew that there was such a need for child care providers statewide. And so we came up with this program to help recruit people. So.
Mm-hmm. Shirley, did some of the components of this program, did they come from feedback that you've gotten before?
Yes. Yeah, we looked at the feedback. A lot of times, like, somebody will start with us and start working through the process, and then something will happen and they just stop working through the process to become registered. And so I just had 6 people go through the process, Child Care Ready, in November, and they loved that it was a 4-week thing. They knew when everything was due. They knew when they had to have their paperwork to me by, and they like those due dates. So, I mean, some people before were like taking a year just to get registered, and now it's like a 4-week thing, and we get their packet off to the state. So,
sure. Well,
the other thing I want to add, Jim, is that after they become registered, it's not like we're going to leave them lurking. Kelsey, who is in that region now, Atlanta, she also works with child care providers after they become registered on business stuff. And Kelsey, do you want to speak more to that?
Sure. Yeah. I'm their local go-to person as far as what they need to succeed in their business. So we're here before, during, and after is what I usually say in child care providers' businesses. So yeah, we're here for whatever they need to meet state regulations, best practice standards, child development information, training requirements, the list goes on. So
it can make your head spin if you don't understand all the things involved, and it can be frustrating at times. So it's nice to have a working knowledge of what to expect, and then know that you're going to get the back end support when those things come up.
Yeah.
Very good. Yeah. All right. Well, I want to talk a little bit too about the opportunity here. Yes.
Jim, our services are free, so they don't have to pay for our services at all.
Exactly, and that's just where I was going. I was going to say it's an opportunity here, too, because you've gotten folks to step forward to help out to make this an opportunity that's not going to cost anything.
Yep.
Yes, and I want to thank the Atlantic business community and our community leaders who have helped us do some fundraising. And now we have a small fund in Atlantic, and participants who complete this Child Care Ready series with Shirley, if they send in their registration application to be a child development home provider and own their own business, or if they seek employment at one of our local child care programs and centers, there is a stipend available for them. And that's what I was mentioning earlier with the support from our business leaders and our community leaders, is that they've provided us some monetary support, which we are so thankful for, because it is really overwhelming to start your own child care business or to be a center staff. There are a lot of requirements, a lot of training, a lot of equipment that's required of them. And this stipend will really be helpful so they can get on their feet and get started.
Well, most businesses.
And also, the Iowa Women's Foundation has been instrumental in helping us with this Child Care Ready, also with stipends and that kind of stuff too. So.
Good.
I just wanted to mention that also.
Yeah, you bet. Well, it's good because most businesses understand, especially if they have employees with young children, how important child care can be. It's hard to operate a business if you don't have effective child care on the backside to make sure that the employees feel comfortable coming to work knowing their children are well taken care of.
exactly right. Yep, that's exactly true.
All right. So if folks would like to sign up, now this is, I understand, for anyone 18 years of age and older. This is not a babysitting training. This is child care training. There's a completely different realm out there. So it's for anyone 18 years of age and older who wants to participate. How would they learn more? How would they sign up?
Jim, they can call me, Shirley, at 712-579-9057, and I'd love to chat with them.
Okay, and there's no obligation. They can call, they can chat, see if it's something that is right for them. Very good.
No obligation. Can call and chat and talk to me about the process and see if it's the right fit for them.
All right. Excellent. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate the time here this morning. It's Shirley Urich, Community Development Specialist, Kelsey Smith-Walhove, Child Care Consultant Supervisor with Iowa Child Care Referral Resources and Referral. That's a long title there. We hope you get a lot of good feedback from that and continue to help these folks, help the community, the business community here in the area to succeed. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Tim.